And so on it went. Each night, the shoemaker would cut out his shoes, no matter how many pairs, and the next morning, they were all sewed and stitched. It wasn't long before Sandy had all the money he needed. Now, one evening, just before Christmas...
Jenny, how would it be if we were to sit up tonight to see who it is that lends us such a helping hand?
I was going to ask you to do that very same thing.
So Sandy and his wife hid themselves in the corner of the workroom behind a large cupboard and waited. At midnight, they heard a faint noise. They peeked out from behind the cupboard. And what do you think they saw? Two little naked men, elves, I think they're called, not quite a foot high, climb up the shoemaker workbench and take up the shoes and go to work. With their tiny fingers, they stitched, they sewed, and they hammered. Sandy and Jenny watched wide-eyed. They couldn't believe their eyes. The little men didn't stop for a second till everything was quite finished. Then they hurried away, just disappeared into the night. The next day, Jenny and Sandy talked only about their friends, the elves.
Jenny, the little men have made us rich. We must repay them in some way.
I've got it, Sandy. Just the thing. Did you notice the way they were running around with nothing on? Well, I will make them little shirts, pants, and coats.
That's a wonderful idea.
And that evening, they had everything ready. They laid out the clothes and shoes on the workbench and hid themselves once again behind the cupboard. At midnight, the elves came skipping in and were about to get to work. But lo and behold, they found no leather. Instead, they found the clothes and the shoes. At first, they were so surprised they didn't know what to do. Then they shouted for joy and with the greatest of speed put on their pretty clothes. They hopped and danced about and leapt over chairs and tables and soon disappeared under the door. The shoemaker and his wife were very happy to see the elves enjoy their presents and went to bed that night happier than ever before in their lives. That was the last the shoemaker and his wife ever saw the elves. And from that day on, Jenny made two tiny strawberry pies and left them on the workbench every night, just in case the elves ever did come back and they were hungry. Jenny and Sandy wanted the elves to know they had never forgotten their kindness. Well, boys and girls, that's the story of the elves and the shoemaker. Let me see now. What shall I tell you next? Snow White or the Frog Prince? I'll surprise you. How's that? Oh, yes. One thing more. Uncle Bob wants you to remember to mind Mother and Dad. They know best for you. See you soon. Bye. Hello there, boys and girls. This is your storytelling friend, Uncle Bob. Now, I want you to make yourselves comfortable and settle back while I open my giant storybook. Ah, here's one on page 35 I think you're going to like. The story of the elves and the shoemaker. Once upon a time, there lived in the faraway land of Scotland a dear old soul by the name of Sandy. Now, Sandy was a shoemaker, the only shoemaker in his village, so this made him a mighty busy man. You could hear his hammer pounding away at all hours of the day and night. But one day, as Sandy was busy banging away, he began to...
Sandy, are you coming down with a cold?
I don't think so, dear.
Let me feel your head. Aha! Stick out your tongue. Aha! I thought so. You're going to bed right this second and rest.
But, Jenny, I have so many shoes to finish.
Bosh and nonsense. The shoes can wait. You are going to bed this second or else no strawberry pie for dinner.
Strawberry pie? My. You're right, Jenny. Bed is the best place for a man with a cold.
Poor old Sandy. He had a cold, all right. But when the village doctor came to examine the shoemaker, he found something much worse the matter with him. The doctor found Sandy exhausted, completely worn out. You see, the kind old shoemaker had never taken a vacation, And now he was paying for his mistake.
The trouble with your husband is plain and simple. It's been all work and no play. So now he must stay in bed and rest and get his strength back.
Well, Jenny kept her husband in bed and made him rest his weary self. But Sandy's customers couldn't wait for him to get well. They took their business to the shoemaker in the next village. Finally, the day came for Sandy to get out of bed. The first thing he did was to go to his workshop. He was shocked to find that his customers had left him. But Sandy didn't mind being poor, because he was well again. That mattered more than anything. Somehow, Jenny had managed to save one piece of leather, enough to make just one pair of shoes. So, before going to bed, Sandy cut out a pair of shoes from the leather. He would sew them in the morning. That night, dear old Sandy said his prayers over and over again, hoping that the good Lord would hear him. The next morning, Sandy went to his workbench. He threaded his needle and was about to start in to sew and stitch when...
No! This cannot be! My shoes are already finished! Jenny! Jenny, come here at once!
Jenny came rushing to her husband's side, and together they examined the finished shoes.
Why, Sandy, they're perfect!
Such skill is the work of a master hand. But who could it be?
Sandy was so excited at this turn of good luck that he wasted no time in putting the shoes in his window for the townspeople to see. Before an hour went by, a customer came in.
I'd like to see those shoes you have in the window.
Yes, sir. They were just finished this morning.
Why, these shoes are beautifully made. Not a stitch out of place. I'll take them.
Yes, sir. I'll wrap them up for you. There you are.
And here you are. Good day, shoemaker.
Oh, thank you, sir. But wait. You've given me too much money.
Not for these shoes. These shoes are the work of a great artist.
Well, you can just imagine how Sandy felt.
It seems like a dream, but it can't be. Here is the money in my hand. Oh, thank you, dear Lord, for answering my prayers.
With the money, Sandy bought food for a week and enough leather for two more pairs of shoes. That night after supper, he cut out the shoes from the leather and left them on the workbench as he had done the night before. He awoke early the next day, filled with new hope, and again he went to his workshop.
No! No, it can't be! Jenny! Jenny! It happened again!
Yes, it happened again. Sandy and his wife were as surprised as they were the first time.
Husband, what does this mean? Who is helping us like this?
I do not know, but whoever it is, he makes the finest shoes I have ever seen.
And as soon as Sandy put the finished shoes in the window, they were sold. And with the money, he bought more food, a pretty hat and shawl for his wife, and leather to make four pairs of shoes. That night after supper, he cut out the shoes and put them on his workbench to be sewn and stitched in the morning.
Dear wife, I have a feeling our nightly visitor will come no more. Tomorrow, I do my own sewing and stitching.
But Sandy was wrong. For when he went to his workbench in the morning...
Jenny! Jenny! He's been here again!